Thank you very much to you, Laura. Now then, joining me next is a Welsh actor who is storming Hollywood. Luke Evans has briefly stepped away from the cameras and the big screen and picked up the microphone as he is about to release his debut album, At Last. But today, his singing is being celebrated on another album, the BBC Children in Need album called Got It Covered. So what better day to play his track? We're going to be chatting to Luke Evans after we hear his cover of Nat King Cole's Smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Well, how beautiful was that? That was Luke Evans and his version of Smile. And he's just one of the incredible actors who gave up their time to play a very special part in the BBC Children in Need album called Got It Covered. And I'm smiling now because Luke Evans joins us. Good afternoon, dear man. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Oh, it's lovely that you haven't lost that Welsh accent of yours.
No, especially when I'm talking to a Welsh person, it Thank comes you. Out even more.
Well, it's lovely, that track, Smile. It's lovely, sweet
yeah.
and effortless from your part with the accompaniment of that ukulele. Did you play?
I played a ukulele once. I went to a children's hospital in Toronto and I was shooting a movie there once and I met the kids there. And before I met them, they said, oh, can you play the ukulele? I was like, no, I don't. Would you try and still play? I was like, okay. They gave me the ukulele and I learned how to sing You Are My Sunshine, which is a very simple couple of chords. So I did it on this because it's a little more complicated. I left it to the pros.
Can you be nicer?
What are you talking about?
Moses, how sweet is that? So how did you get involved with this Children in Need album then? Who had your number, Luke Evans?
Sean Dooley. We have the same agent.
Ah, yes.
And so that's how they got hold of me. But I mean, it's easy to get hold of me. it's easy to catch me.
Yes.
And, you know, when it's something as wonderful as being part of the Children in Need charity album, I said yes, absolutely.
And it must have been a logistical nightmare getting hold of you, David Tennant, Jodie Whittaker, Olivia Colman, just to name a few, and all the rest of the artists together to record on the same day. So you didn't. So
no.
Why couldn't you be with most of the other actors at the recording date? What were you doing?
So I was in Budapest shooting the second season of a TV show I did for Netflix and TNT called The Alienist. So I've been in Budapest since May and I finished 3 weeks ago. And so they had to link me up over the airwaves the day that they were all in the studio recording the final company track on the album.
Yeah.
And so I did it live from Budapest.
Without any delay. So this was the Beatles
No, there
track.
Was a small delay.
Oh, was there? All right.
Oh, you're ruining the magic now.
in the magic of radio and television, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's the Beatles track, It Must Be Love. So yeah. How weird was that for you then?
Oh, it was not that weird. I've done way weirder things. But yeah, it was fine. It came over very well, and it's a beautiful track, listening to everybody's voices and how different we all sound too.
Yeah. So what weird things have you done? Oh, no. Okay. So is it true that you only had 6 hours to pick, to practice and record Smile?
Well, I chose the song myself once they'd asked me if I had any ideas, and I went away, thought about it and said, how about Smile? Yeah. And they loved the idea of it.
Yeah.
And instead of it being that sort of orchestral, it's quite a sad song when it's the original, that they thought they'd put a ukulele to it and bring it up tempo.
Yeah.
And the second they did that, it took on a sort of a lighter note. And so that's how it happened. But yes, I recorded it in, I think, like 2 hours, I think.
And why did you choose that as a track? Nat King Cole classic then?
Yeah, well, written by Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah. I always remember, I still see it now, but you watch The Children in Need, the build-up to it, and they interview all these incredible young people and children who have been through extraordinarily terrible things in their lives, whether it's an illness or a disability or a family problem or issues or so many things that most of us are very fortunate enough to never have to experience, and they're kids and they still smile. Mm. They still get through it and they smile. And the resilience of these young people and these children has always pulled on my heartstrings, like blows me away. There was I was watching the one show the other night, and they're doing the bike ride. I don't know where it was from and where it was going to, but different young people were riding the bikes, and there was this young kid with cerebral palsy who was just an absolute joy to watch, so charming, and they're just an inspiration, and I just thought it just made a lot of sense. The lyrics of the song, it's all about the lyrics, and the lyrics just really, they moved me, and I thought it would be perfect, because all I remember is these kids always have these smiles on their faces, even though they've been through such terrible things.
Very, very apt. So we spoke to Thomas, actually, who you were speaking about.
Oh, you did?
Yes, last week when they started on their tour of Britain.
Lovely
as
kid.
They started in Anglesey on their way to Snowdonia. But it's a brilliant thing that you've done. I've got to ask you, did you whistle as well? Is it you whistling on
that
track?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Oh, yeah, we're a family of whistlers.
Are you? Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Can you do a wolf whistle? Oh, thank you. Right, well, you were in full swing, weren't you? Because you have been recording your debut album, which is out on Saturday. And you've been very busy. It's called At Last. So how excited are you about that?
Well, it's the clue is in the title of the album. I am over the moon that I'm finally getting, after all these years, to get to record an album. It's my first love. It's such a cliche being a Welshman, isn't it? But it's true. I was a singer, and I longer than I've been anything else, I've always sung from Max Boyce through to Pavarotti. I just love singing. I was in musical theatre for 8 years once I graduated from college, and I loved that. And then my career took a different turn and went off, and I've been doing movies and loving that experience. It's been an extraordinary whirlwind 11 years of my life. But I never gave up the singing. I just never had an opportunity to do it on any sort of professional level, performance level. And then Beauty and the Beast came along.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that to see if that was a catalyst of you actually going ahead and recording your debut album. Shall we hear a track from the album?
Why not?
We are going to play the second track to be released from Luke Evans' album. And this is Changing.
I think I broke myself far beyond help, more than I'd ever admit. I know you blame it all back on yourself, trying to bend just to fit. Oh, don't go changing just for me. No, don't go changing just for me. 'Cause whatever I said, whatever I did, you know I didn't. Oh, don't go changing just for me. You don't have to speak just to break the silence. Don't have to cry.
you're changing just for me. I've ruined every chance I've ever had without ever skipping a beat. You're there to hold my hand time and again, forgetting who you wanna be. Oh, don't go changing just for me. No, don't go changing just for me. 'Cause whatever I said, whatever I did, you know I didn't mean. Oh, don't go changing just for me. You don't have to speak just to break the silence. Don't have to cry. Just don't change a single thing.
Eleri with you here on BBC Radio Wales, and that was the brand new track from Luke Evans, and that's called Changing. It's the second track to be released from his debut album called At Last. So the album is out, and that all of them are covers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yeah, they're all covers. They're all reimagined covers of mostly famous tracks. And once I'd chosen the 12 tracks, which was probably the hardest challenge of all, which all songs that mean something to me in my life, I realized that 80% of them were by women, by very famous female solo artists and singers. So that was an interesting thing in itself. And then I realized that most of them had not been covered by men.
Yeah. Yeah, because you sing Love is a Battlefield, Pat Benatar, If I Could Turn Back Time, Cher. Do you know if Cher has heard your version?
I don't know if Cher has heard
my
version. It
would be nice to know, wouldn't it?
It would, and a little terrifying.
Oh, but I think the album is utterly brilliant. All the tracks that we've heard from it so far is absolutely... Because it's so eclectic as well.
Yes.
Is this your little playlist then? Or
yes.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. It's a little dip into the soundtrack of my life.
Well, you're Welsh, you're an actor, obviously you can sing, and it did come as a little bit of a surprise, mine, because we only really got to witness what an incredible voice you have when you appeared as Gaston in the Disney live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast. So did that actually act as a bit of a catalyst?
Yes, absolutely. I think for the cinema-going public and the people that follow me because of my movies,
yeah,
I think most of them around the world wouldn't have had a clue that I started in musical theatre and that I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So that sort of started the ball rolling, and it's sort of just kept hibernating from there, and nothing really happened. But I got asked to sing a couple of times. And then last year I was invited to sing at the Queen's 92nd birthday at the Royal Albert Hall, and I sang one of her favourite songs. And then I got to sing the finale with Jamie Cullum, Kylie Minogue, Sir Tom Jones, Sting, Shaggy. And it was just a magical moment, because I was like, my God, I'm standing between all these incredible artists and I'm being treated like the singer that I am. And it was a lovely moment, even though I very proud of my acting and what I've done there. And singing is what I love. And all of a sudden, there was me standing with these incredible artists. So that's when I was then approached, maybe a month or two later, by a record producer. We recorded three demos, took them to a BMG, who immediately jumped at the idea, which I was absolutely shocked at. And before I knew it, I was scheduling weekends back from Budapest to record the album in London. And then I'd go back to Budapest on Sunday night, shoot all week. And I did the same thing three weekends on the trot. And then I had 12 tracks.
And you are here. You're there. You're everywhere. So beware, to quote the film Grand Slam. But you were, of course, on Strictly on Sunday night, singing your rendition of Bring Him Home. So I've got to ask you, dancing, how are you at that?
Well, I'm all right. I mean,
are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Yeah, I can pick up a routine. I'd rather not have a routine and just dance to the beat of my own drum. But if I have to, you know, I can do it. Absolutely. I don't know whether I'd want to do it on Strictly with the nation's judging eyes and the judging panel. You know, they're ruthless.
They are.
I just don't think I'd be able to come back if they said something really bad.
So you were there Sunday night when Mike Bushell got all tangled underneath Katya's dress.
Can I just ask, what was he thinking? her face. I was like, This woman has a career ahead of her. Please don't drop her.
It was a golden moment of television.
And he's got straps on his back as well, you know. He's hurt his back, and then I'm thinking, he's going to hurt it even more if he doesn't watch.
Oh, bless him.
Bless him.
Bless him. Well, he was on earlier when we spoke to him, so we give him a huge high five for all the entertainment he gave us.
Yeah, they're brave people.
Yes, indeed. Now then, you've done not bad, you know, performing at the Queen's birthday at the Royal Albert Hall. You're going to be next Monday at the Royal Variety Performance. Not bad for a boy from Aberbargoid, eh?
Right.
But you left home at 16. Why did you decide that you needed to leave the Rhymney Valley at such a young age?
I had big hopes, big dreams, and I was, well, I don't know why, but I loved city life. I remember when we used to go to London to visit a family that we were very close to once a year, and they were in Hemel Hempstead, and we'd get on the train and we'd go down, then it'd go underground, and then all of a sudden we'd get up this very long escalator and we'd turn up in Piccadilly Circus or Leicester Square or Covent Garden. And I loved it. I loved the energy. I loved the busyness, the noise, the lights, the people, the chaos that is a city life. I love my home and I love my family, but I knew that there was a bigger horizon that I couldn't see from where I lived, and that's the only reason, really. And I also realized that if I wanted to be a performer and an actor and a singer or whatever it was going to be, which I didn't know at the time, I'd have to leave.
Yeah.
And I had to find a broader horizon to do that, and the opportunities would only present themselves once I got to the city, the big lights of the city. And you know, that's why I went to college in London. I won a scholarship to go to London, and you know, at 17, I was in the big smoke. Quite scary when I look back to think, oh, at 17, I was on my own. But I was ready for it. I was a very ambitious kid. I was always more mature than my years. My mum and dad were just like, oh, here he goes. Let him, you know, they could see that they couldn't stop me from doing what I wanted to do. But they were there to support me and make sure I was okay. And they did that. They were wonderful, wonderfully supportive. But I did the whole thing off my own back. I just did it. I was like, I'm going to have singing lessons, and I'm going to go to London, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And it worked out. Thank God. It worked out.
And now you're a bona fide Hollywood actor.
So they say.
Yes. Having worked on films like The Hobbit, Robin Hood, Fast and Furious, The Girl on the Train, Tamara Drew, goodness me. You've worked with Peter Jackson, Ridley Scott, Bill Condon, and recently the master of disaster, Roland Emmerich, of course, with Midway out in cinemas last weekend. So, but you've got another big film out next year. What can you tell us?
Well, I have a few. I've got the TV show coming out, which is The Alienist second season, which is called The Angel of Darkness. It's a huge TV show which comes out sometime next year. We've just wrapped it. I have a film with Gary Oldman called Dreamland, which is coming out. I have a few independent films which I've shot, which are coming out. Angel of Mine with Noomi Rapace and Yvonne Strakowski. I've got another film called State Like Sleep, two independent movies which I shot, which are fantastic. So they should be gracing some cinema screens somewhere along the way. I am doing a TV drama, three-part TV drama in, well, you, I may as well say it. I can't
Come
tell
on.
You everything, but I'm doing a TV drama in Wales, a three-part, one-off TV drama in Wales, which will be announced very soon. It's a very, very important piece, which I'm very proud of, but they haven't announced it yet.
Okay.
But that's the first time I've talked about it. I may as well do it because it's Radio Wales, so...
Luke Evans, half an exclusive, we'll take that.
It's better than nothing,
better
right?
Better than nothing. Well, tell us more when you are in Wales. It'd be lovely Absolutely. To have you. You can come in and do a session for us.
Perfect.
That would be fabulous, wouldn't it? Well, for us anyway. Luke, it's been brilliant chatting to you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So Luke Evans' debut album, At Last, will be out next Friday on the 22nd of November. And of course, you can buy the Children in Need Got It Covered album now. You take care, Mr. Evans.
You too. Take care.